keto, knowing keto, going keto, and ketosis. I swear, everyone I know is either doing keto or interested in keto or swears it works or swears it doesn't. Everybody has an opinion. Keto is no longer a new fad system. It's part of health and nutrition and a billion-dollar industry that brings out the worst and occasionally the best in marketing and sales and slimy sales pitch expertise. There are literally hundreds of books for sale right now on Amazon and bookstores across the land on going keto or being keto or keto diet systems. This article is a no-holds-barred summary. It's sure to upset a few people. For whatever reason, this whole keto system has more emotion and personal belief involved with it than any diet program I've ever seen. And that's not a puny statement either, guys. I'm a CrossFit dude. CrossFitters lived and died by paleo and primal living a few years ago. They literally would hold you down and pile five paleo eaters on top of you until you submitted. Okay, maybe not literally, but they were some serious caveman style eaters. And this is where you insert the joke about cavemen eating paleo chocolate chip cookies and coconut muffins. Keto has 100 times the emotional attachment of paleo, and it seems to spark arguments every time I bring it up. Nope, Dr. Peters, you're wrong. Keto is bad. My doctor says you'll get cholesterol and die. No, it's good, man. My brother's ex-girlfriend was ripped and ketoed. No. Keto is mixing these shakes and then crushing it in the gym while all the time selling you elixirs in a multi-level marketing jackpot. Duh. So let me help you cut through the fat. Anyone? Anyone? And hopefully help you with decision-making on this idea. First thing first, I think keto is a great idea for most. That's right, there's no hate here. It's a system that could change your entire world of eating and nutrition. I play with it on and off all the time. I'm in the middle of a keto day right now, and I love the way I feel. I sell a keto book in my clinic. It's from Mark Sisson. It's for sale in my shop on the affiliates page on this website. That stated, it's not for everyone. You have to play with it, and you have to see what works and what doesn't work for you. But you need to understand it first, because understanding keto seems to not even enter the picture for the majority of people on both sides of the fence. They just don't care. They're just for it or against it. And it's time for that type of advice to change. So what ketosis should be? Ketosis is when your body uses fats, not carbohydrates, as the primary fuel source. This is accomplished by utilizing a high-fat and very carb-restricted diet, particularly sugars. They've got to go. The rub here is that when scientists have their own personal beliefs and agendas, they will debate should carbs or fats or protein be the primary fuel source for humans. You can get on Netflix right now and find 1,000 of these documentaries on which one's better or which one's greatest. It can get all technical and deep, and I can get like this too, but seriously, this information is already out there. So you go as deep as you want with it, on your own research, or read the book I recommend below. Now here's what the bastardized ketosis has become due to it being a billion-dollar industry. If I pee on a stick built to detect ketones in my urine and it turns purple, I'm in ketosis. Ketones are the byproduct of stored fats in the body, being turned into fuel the body can then use for energy. So if you did ketosis correctly, yes, you may have ketones detected via a pee stick. In fact, that's the main tool used in studies and at home, because testing it is cheap and it's easy. But here's the problem. You could also just ingest a ton of ketones into your diet, and these are typically in an exogenous salt shake. And you'll show purple on the pee stick after just a day of doing this. It's a different process, but it's the same urine stick result. I'd argue one is true ketosis and one is false ketosis. And here's where you cue the billion-dollar industry selling garbage that you don't need, but your sister-in-law sells. Here's the thing. If you want to try burning fats as your fuel source, here's a few things to consider. Number one, you need the machinery in your body that allows for fat processing. If you're like me, you've spent your life using carbs as your main fuel source, and the machinery for fat burning is dormant. It takes a month or so to reactivate these nearly obsolete, never utilized power plants. And this, in my opinion, is where we get to true ketosis. Number two, you may need to fast, and you will need to, as in actually not eating anything for a day or so to really jumpstart the process. Number threes, sugars and any simple carb will immediately jump you out of fat burning mode. The body has a preference. It prefers burning carbohydrates. And when you add a little bit of sugars, it will bump you out of that fat burning stage. So you cannot do keto as a type of intermittent fasting where you're basically like keto for half a day. It's not real keto. You don't get there. Number four, you most likely won't stay in fat for fuel mode at long stretches at a time unless you get really serious. Most amateur ketosis fans use it on and off in stages, and most use it for quick weight loss. The idea is to have it when you need it. So you can't take these on and off guys as your source of real information. And these are guys like me, unless, of course, they podcast a whole article explaining it a little bit deeper. Number five, your friends don't know what the hell they're talking about, nor do Facebook ads, nor the supplement store. So do yourself a favor and learn the process yourself. Okay, let's say you aren't into true keto. You just stopped eating all the carbs and sugars and you're calling it keto. Now that's not a bad thing. That's what most people are doing. That's called low carbs and it's absolutely fine and healthy. You'll drop body weight and you'll feel great. This is most often called modified Atkins technique or the dude, I don't eat sugar anymore and everything is sugar plan. I'm all for low carbs and I'm even more into no sugars, actually more than at any other time in my life. It is good for you to decrease your sugar intake. It's just that it's not true keto until you're actually using fats as a true fuel source, as the preferred source. So look at this scientifically for just a second here. If you are truly a fat burning machine, it makes sense that maybe you won't pee so many ketones out because you'd be burning them as fuel. Therefore, it's not spilling over into your urine. Regardless of all this, if you want the best information on this stuff, and if it interests you to go deeper, I would strongly recommend Mark Sisson and his new book. Mark's book is called The Keto Reset Diet, the reset being about 21 days. Like it takes 21 days or so to truly have the machinery turn back on and working for you. I would start here before I would go with anyone else. The first 50 pages or so just explains it so easily and interestingly. Mark has also some incredible podcasts on keto and what I feel is a real deal approach. I also like Don DeGnostio. I think he's got some of the most hard-hitting, just no BS podcast information you can find. He's out of Florida State and he just does a lot of research in this. Now these two guys are the epitome of eating well and basically Mark Sisson thought he had created the single best way to eat for health and longevity a couple books ago with his Primal Eating series. It was revolutionary and it had a lot of bestsellers. And then he and his writer Brad Kern started experimenting with keto and it was better. Keto is interesting as there may be fantastic applications with cancer treatments, diabetes, Alzheimer's, inflammation, and a lot of chronic diseases. It's also starting to catch fire for performance. So as it died down a year ago, it's starting to come back up. Just wait until you start researching the NFL's anti-inflammation diet. It's going to look pretty similar. What I notice more than anything else myself is the brain power. Now, I'm certain I've never been into true keto, but I just notice my brain working so much better and clicking at a faster rate. My brain is just turned on. This is most likely a byproduct of no sugars, more than the increased fat production, however. Like I said, I don't care which keto you like and how you apply it in your life. Sugars are bad and getting rid of them drops weight and makes you feel ridiculous in a great way. I just wanted to clear the air and get you headed in the right direction if you're interested because in my clinic, people ask about this all the time, but they don't have it great. Like all my advice, I would try it if I was you. Put it to the test and experiment. That's what I push on this website all the time. I want you guys to learn, so be sure to check out other nutritional articles I've done. And I'm going to set these all up in the next 5 or 6 days so all my nutritional stuff is in the same area on the podcast versions. So I've got another one about macros. I've got one on intermittent fasting, one on lectins, reactive foods and the tie to chronic inflammation, nutritional basics, and sports nutrition for parents of young athletes.